Here's a thought I'll title, Fellow Travelers of a Different Sort. One of the most useful ideas I've picked up in my workshop years was when I attended a workshop by David Bales, and he suggested that we each needed to find who our fellow travelers were. And by that, he meant photographers from whom we could learn because their work was most like ours, or our work was most like theirs, I suppose. And he suggested, for example, that my fellow traveler was Walker Evans. At the time, I was doing the work that eventually became my Made of Steel book, so I was photographing mechanics and machine shop guys and tools and shops and that kind of thing. And that documentary sort of look reminded him of Walker Evans, and so he suggested that it would be, for example, more useful for me to study Walker Evans' work and life and career than it would be for me to study, say, Jerry Uelsman or maybe even Ansel Adams. I wasn't doing landscape at the time, so I had a limited amount of aesthetic knowledge I could pick up from Ansel. But Walker Evans, that was a fellow traveler. And so I've thought about that over the years as my photography has changed, and because it's been such an influential way of thinking, I'm sort of constantly reviewing who are my fellow travelers for the work that I'm doing now. And I'm surprised to announce that my fellow travelers are no longer photographers, but some of those ancient Chinese and Japanese poets. I think I have more in common with Su Tong Po than I have with Walker Evans these days. Because what I'm trying to do with my photography is explore what it means to be a human being and to explore the range of human emotions, which are what the great poets have always done. Basho, for example, is a great Japanese poet, was constantly examining the moment. That's the big deal in his work, is trying to capture in 17 syllables of a haiku the moment of observation or insight or experience. And that's, I think, more akin to what I've evolved into as a photographer. And the more I think about it, the more I realize that that's been the case with all the great photographers. That the work that really moves me from a photographic and connection point of view is the work that touches my heart. Not that I admire for technological reasons, although usually they're technically excellent pieces of work, you know. You can't make a really great photograph if it looks crappy. But the ones that really rise are the ones that have more to do with, like I say, the human condition and what it means to be a human being and to feel things. And so as I've aged, the splashy photographers seem to become less important. And the ones who are really exploring their humanity, André Kertész, Josef Sudek, Wynne Bullock, those are the kinds of photographers that become more and more important to me. And in some regards, even take a back seat to some of the great poets who were always interested in what it means to be a human being.